Partly cloudy, partly smoky, 68 degrees. Welcome to Tuesday, August 8th. Talk Around continues here. I love this segment. Stephen Cherian from Action Realty, as they are every Tuesday, folks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Welcome in. And again, how are things going in the world of real estate here locally?
Still plugging away. Things are busy. It's definitely stuff to look at out there.
Do you want to talk numbers?
No, because they haven't changed any.
Just kind of sitting still.
They're just sitting still right now, which I guess it's better than going up anymore.
Right. So. I got into a conversation last week, and I thought, geez, I gotta save all my thoughts for you two. Because it was a conversation about the housing market and the fact that prices are where they are. And basically you're paying, like what you're paying here is what you're paying in Fargo, is what you're paying other places too. And it's like, how did the prices get to that point? How did the price of a home get to that point? And I thought, I'm going to ask you two, because, you know, ask the experts. Because when you're looking at the prices now compared to, I'm sure, when you guys started in the business, you know.
$47,000 average price back in 1980 mm-hmm. in Wahpeton.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened? A lot of things happened. I think we follow new construction a lot, mm-hmm. you know. And, I mean, obviously, as new construction keeps going up, then used housing probably follows with it. And, you know, there's definitely a difference between new and used. And I would say it's probably at least 25% maybe difference in pricing.
Okay.
It's a guess on my part there. But then when those interest rates went down, you know, everybody could afford a lot more house, which then allowed prices to go up. And they did.
Right.
And it seems like just like gasoline, they go up faster than they ever come back down again.
Absolutely. And another thing, too, is it location, location, location for the homes out there now and for the stuff that you're selling where they're located in town? Is that a huge part of it, too?
You know, that's our number one saying in real estate is location, location, location. And, you know, an individual has certain wants. You know, a lot of people want that established neighborhood with trees and whatnot. And it all depends on what the person wants.
So people coming in, too, and they look at the city Wahpeton, they look at the schools, they look at everything that we got here. Is it pretty easy sell?
Yeah, I think so. You know, as far as amenities in a town this size, I think Wahpeton does really well in that aspect of it. But, you know, it's still, and maybe I don't want to sound sexist here, but I think, you know, a lot of the wives and stuff probably would like to have a little bigger selection in the shopping side of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so sometimes they get pushed a little bit about wanting to move to a bigger town and let the other side commute to work.
Right.
But there's still, you know, as a daily function goes, we got everything we need here.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to specialize out onto something, yeah, you make a trip somewhere else possibly. But I still think we have most of the daily needs here and not a lot of need to go out of town.
Yeah. Right.
And what I think is so awesome, you're about 5 minutes from everything.
That's true. You know, that's something you really have to take into account.
Exactly. I mean, in Fargo, it could take you half an hour to get across town. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that takes out of a person's day.
That's
no
with
doubt.
So-so traffic.
Exactly.
You know, when it's really congested, it takes a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
So new listings. You guys got new listings? Anything you want to talk about?
Well, there's certainly some out there that are in the right price ranges. Basements might need a little fixing on them and stuff, but I think they're priced right so that a person can do that if they want to take on that project, you
right.
know. I mean, it's just you got to get some bids and you got to get the work done, but I think the prices are right to be able to do that.
All right.
So there's choices.
And again, we're on the backside of summer. Things picking up?
They're kind of stable right now, I think, but as we get closer to school starting, I think it's going to slow a bit.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll pick right up after.
I said backside of summer just so I could watch you wince, because I know you don't like thinking about the winter months coming
no,
up.
No, not really.
Folks, great to have you in here, as it is every Tuesday.
Thanks,
you
Bill.
Have a great rest of the week, a great weekend. We'll talk next week, okay?
Sounds good.
Stephen Cherian from Action Realty. We're talking real estate every Tuesday at this time. You're the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So
So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I